はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京、さくらです。
Peter here, and we're back with another edition of Survival Phrases. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lanin, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, Sakura, round 12, ding!
すごいですね。
They are really adding up.
Yes.
Well, we say this every week because every week they're adding up. We got to get the writers working on a new intro. Okay. These are the phrases that are going to get you through your trip.
Yes.
And we're at a point now where these phrases are very useful for people living in Japan.
Mm.
So be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com to pick up the accompanying PDF,
yes,
plus the kanji close-up.
Yeah.
Now, for everybody interested in kanji, we have the kanji close-up, which gives you an in-depth look into the meaning of the kanji.
Yes.
Great feature. Mm. And something that will give you much more out of the lesson. So stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.
Yes. よろしくお願いします。
Okay, Sakura, what is on the menu today?
ファーストフード。
ゆっくりお願いします。
ファーストフード。
もう一度お願いします。
ファーストフード。
英語でお願いします。
ファーストフード。
Fast food. Mm. Yes. Okay, I knew you knew this topic was coming. So, it was just a matter of time.
Yes.
Now, Japan has a lot of great food out there.
Yes.
But fast food is good food too.
Mm. It's popular. It's very popular in Japan.
Did we just get a new sponsor? How did that get into the dialogue? Yes, actually, you might be seeing a fast food sponsor pop up on the page because of that last line. But yes, Sakura, please continue.
Hmm? Oh, yes. It's very popular in Japan, fast food.
Yeah, recently, very popular. Inside of fast food, there are many different things. But today, we're going to stick to the big shots, the big guys in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us a word for fast food one more time?
Fast food.
Break it down.
Fast food.
And one time fast.
Fast food.
Okay. Now, when we say fast food, who are the heavyweights? Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, first is McDonald's.
英語でお願いします。
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDonald's ね。
Break it down.
McDonald's.
And one time fast.
McDonald's.
Sakura! We can't say that word. Is there an easier way? What's going on?
Okay, help us out. Short one is Mac.
Oh, that's why you're my heroine.
It's really short. Mac.
Break it down.
Mac.
And one time fast.
Mac.
Okay. Notice that you hold the K in there.
Yes.
Okay. One more time.
Mac.
This is very, very bite-sized.
Yes.
Very nice.
And I think in Kansai region, they say Makudo. I'm not sure of the intonation. Sorry. It might be like Makudo or, you know, slight changes.Kansai region use the word makudo.
Break it down.
Makudo.
And one time fast.
Makudo.
Okay. Mm. Makudo and makku.
Right.
Very, very easy to pronounce. I like these words a lot. Okay, next we have?
Mosburger.
Blasphemy. Sakura, this is not fast food. This is 4-star fine dining.
Yes. Actually, it's very high quality, isn't it?
Yes.
But a bit expensive as well. So,
yes.
And you have to wait a little bit to get the food. So it's not as fast. Well, but the food is good. So it's worth trying.
Yes, this is our strong recommendation. Mm-hmm. Because it's a Japanese burger chain, right?
Yes.
What was the name again?
Mosburger.
Break it down.
Mosburger.
And one time fast.
Mosburger.
Yes. Okay, it's fast food. I admit it. But it's very good fast food.
Yes.
Okay, and also, I was talking with Jonas the other day, and we wanted to make sure that people know that, yeah, the French fries at Mosburger are not worth eating.
Ah. So like, you prefer McDonald's fry?
Yes. Ah. How do we say French fry?
Potato.
One more time.
Potato.
Break it down.
potato.
And one time fast.
Potato.
Yes. The word for French fry is potato. Taken yes. like that. We'll get into the word for potato a different day. But okay. Next we have?
Kentucky.
And this is?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
KFC. Yes. yes. Break it down.
Kentucky.
And one time fast.
Kentucky.
So Kentucky is short for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes. They just used the first word.
Right. I used Kenta, but I'm not sure if it's common. So I better not say, introduce it here.
Maybe we can have some field work. Please ask your friends. Ask your friends if Kenta is okay. And let us know. Okay. Next we have?
Freshness Burger.
And this is?
Freshness Burger.
Another Japanese chain.
Yes.
Okay. Can you break it down for us?
Freshness Burger.
Wow. And one time fast.
Freshness Burger.
Now, Sakura, I noticed that Japanese fast food burger chains, they seem to like the word burger.
Yes. Yeah. Burger. Ne?
Burger. One more time?
Burger.
Burger.
No R sound there. Just
yeah.
Burger.
Burger.
Yeah. Hard, isn't it?
Yes, quite difficult.
So, it's really easy, but when you're used to saying burger, you know.
Oh, yes.
So, drop the R sound. Burger.
Ah, burger. Now I got it. Mm? Thank you. That's a nice tip.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're that good at teaching, Sakura. Thank you. You don't even know you're teaching, but you're doing such a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Don't get too excited.
I'm not excited at all. Anyway, next. Next.
Okay, next we have?
Wendy's.
Okay, and this is?
Wendy's.
Yeah, break it down.
Wendy's.
And one time fast.
Wendy's.
Okay, next.
First Kitchen.
And what's this?
First Kitchen.
First Kitchen. I guess meaning the best. First place kitchen. Like
I'd
that
say
nuance.
So. Japanese.
They should have went to Eric Laren.
First Kitchen. Japanese pronunciation is First Kitchen.
Okay. So we gave you six chains. And now these six chains, three are American. And three are Japanese. We have McDonald's, KFC, and Wendy's.
I didn't know Wendy's was not Japanese. I thought it was Japanese.
Nope. Sorry, Sakura.
Okay.
Now, there's a few other things. When I went to Okinawa, I went to a fast food place called A&W. And apparently it's American, but I've never had it in the U.S. So the first time I had it was actually in Japan.
In Japan.
And also, Blue Seal ice cream.
Yes, I know. It's Okinawa, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very good. Now, I heard it was originally American, but really? I don't know if they still have it in America, but it's flourishing in Okinawa. So I think it might only be left in Japan. I'm not sure. We have to look into that.
Oh, yeah. I saw one of the chains in Sentagai. In Shibuya.
Really?
But I think it's gone now. Yeah, but I did see it once, definitely.
Yeah, no, they do quite well. Like in Okinawa, they do very, very well. And it's very good. But so the reason we bring this up is we know that there are so many chains,
yes.
fast food chains and restaurants out there. So what we want to hear from you, the listeners, are there any local chains in your area that we missed? Now, we're going to keep it to burger shops.
Yes.
And kind of a fast food.
Western style fast food. Ne? Japanese one, they have like onigiri places as well recently.
Yeah. So we want to keep it kind of like the Western version of fast food because, again, in another lesson, we'll cover different types of fast food
right.
curry and things like this.
Yes,
so we're
yes.
going to, that's why we're trying to keep it to like a bread based.
Actually, the one burger you might like to try in Mos Burger is the rice burger, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, they have rice burger. And it's, I think, Mos specific, Mos style.
Yeah, it's instead of the bread, they have the rice.
Yes.
Okay, Sakura. So when you walk into a fast food restaurant, what do they say?
いらっしゃいませ.
Yep, standard. This is what you're going to get wherever you go. One more time.
いらっしゃいませ.
Okay, now you go up to the counter and
yes.
it's fast food, so everything's moving fast,
yes.
speaking fast, background's fast, lots of things written in Japanese.
Yes.
So what you might want to do is go with the ace in the hole, which is?
英語のメニューをお願いします.
Okay, ゆっくりお願いします.
英語のメニューを お願いします。
Okay, and break it down.
え、いごのメニューをお願いします。
And this is?
English menu, please.
Yes, English menu, please.
Yes.
Okay, what's the word for menu?
メニュー。
Break it down.
メニュー。
And what time passed?
メニュ
ー。Okay, so this could be your old standby, but come on, you're in Japan. You want an adventure, right?
Right.
Who knows what you're going to get?
Yes, that's right.
So we don't want to go with the English. We want to go with the Japanese. So you can point and you can say,
お願いします。
Or,
ください。
Yes, these are two phrases we covered in the very first one. So these are the two phrases you can use for ordering.
Yes.
But before you order, there's a question they might ask you.
Right, right, right.
The dreaded question. What's that question?
店内でお召し上がりですか?
Sakura, what is this?
are you eating here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you eating here? Can you give us the phrase one more time?
店内でお召し上がりですか?
Okay. ゆっくりお願いします。
店内でお召し上がりですか?
Okay, let's break it into two parts. Give us the first part.
店内で。
Okay, break it down.
店内で。
And one time fast.
店内で。
And this is inside
right.
the restaurant.
Right.
And we have next.
お召し上がりですか?
Break it down.
お召し上がりですか?
And one time fast.
お召し上がりですか?
Okay, and this is just the word to eat in a very, very polite way to say it.
Yes.
Dressed up in a really nice tux.
Right.
Okay, so all they're saying is, are you going to eat inside the store?
Right. And desu ka is question. So...
Yeah, that's it. Don't be fooled.
So, right. So if you're going to eat there, you just say, hi.
Yes, that's it.
Right, hi.
So let's just try. I come into the store.
いらっしゃいませ。店内でお召し上がりですか?
はい?
Make sure you, she says that. 店内でお召し上がりですか? Yes, but usually, that's the first question.
So, yes, this question might be a little hard to pick up, and maybe you won't get it. So what you can do is you can reverse, turn the tables. What you can do is you can say, first.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so when you go up to the counter, for example, もう一度お願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。店内でお召し上がりですか?
So even if you didn't understand the question, you can say, 店内で, the word Sakura just introduced to us. Just use that phrase. So even if you go in and she's talking about the special of the day, you can just say, 店内で.
Right, yeah.
Or you can say,
ここで.
Break it down.
ここで.
And one time fast.
ここで.
Or if you want your food to go, recently the Japanese, they use,
take out.
Break it down.
Take out.
And one time fast.
Take out.
Yeah, take it out. Okay, so very, very similar to the English word take out. So if you went in and you said take out, I think they would have no problem understanding that.
Right.
Now, there's another word for take out, which is?
持ち帰り.
Break it down.
持ち帰り.
And one time fast.
持ち帰り.
Okay, you can use either one of these words to tell the store worker where you want to eat and what you want to do. You want to eat in the store or you want to eat out.
Right.
Okay. Uh-oh, Sakura. We're running short on time.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to have to take...
Yes. We have to cover the ordering in the next lesson.
The next lesson. So we're going to have to cover this in the next lesson.
Yes.
Sorry to cut you off in the middle of a lesson, but we're running out of time. But what we would like to do is show you the first part, just how to tell the person where you want to eat.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So you come into the store...This is the case where I want to eat at the store. Okay? Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。店内でお召し上がりですか?
店内でお願いします。 Or, ここでお願いします。 Now, if we wanted to go, we can say,
いらっしゃいませ。店内でお召し上がりですか?
持ち帰りで or take out で
Right.
Okay? Now that you know where you want to eat your food, next week we're going to work on getting your food. I feel so bad if someone, this is the last one they hear before they go.
I'm sorry.
Before they come to Japan. Oh, we'll see. Okay, so that's going to do it for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. B Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.